Joining us now is Chief Jeffrey Hardell with Wausau Police. A little more is known now about the squad car pedestrian incident. What can you tell us as far as what happened there?
Well, the officer was operating his vehicle southbound on South 17th Avenue. He came off of Elm Street, which is by Triggs, turned left southbound onto 17th Avenue. And as he was heading south, he was approaching vehicles coming northbound, and the officer struck a pedestrian that was walking in the lane of traffic, actually right in the middle of his lane that he was operating the vehicle. As we looked at the video of the squad car that captured the accident, there was a number of contributing factors. First of all, the officer was only traveling 24 miles an hour. That's a posted 25-mile-an-hour speed zone. Other contributing factors were the pedestrian obviously walking in the lane of traffic, wearing a black jacket with the black hood up over his head. Vehicle coming the other way, approaching the squad, headlights shining at the officer, so he had very little visibility because all of the electricity in that area was out at that time. So there was no street lights, there was no light reflections from any of the businesses. It was all dark in that area.
Very difficult to see anything under those circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. As you can see on the video, you don't see the pedestrian until the squad is right up on the pedestrian. All of a sudden, he just appears on the video just simply because of the darkness. The lights were out. He was wearing dark clothing, black jacket. And then the oncoming car, there was some glares from the headlights on the oncoming car. And all of a sudden, you're right there. We didn't feel the officer did anything wrong, but we had the Marathon County Sheriff's Department reconstruction team on hand. They went through all of the evidence at the scene. They collected everything that they need to, and as they put the piece, the accident together, and there was a number of contributing factors that I just mentioned, they also felt that the officer just had very little time to react, very low visibility for the pedestrian that was walking in the line of traffic.
Have names been released for the officer and the pedestrian?
Yes.
Who are they?
Well, the officer is Officer Sean Pershala. The name of the pedestrian escapes me at this point. I don't have that paperwork right in front of me.
Male pedestrian, I believe.
Yes, correct. Around 90 years of age.
After interviewing Chief Hardell, I learned that the pedestrian's name is Chang Vang Tao of Wausau. He is 89 years old. As of filing this report, he is in critical condition at Aspirus Wausau Hospital.